the FAA approves Boeing's 787 battery refit. Pinnacle to emerge from Chapter 11 as a unit of Delta. And chalk one up for California's helicopter noise NIMBYs. This is Aero News for Monday, April 22, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA took the next step in returning the Boeing 787 to flight last Friday by approving Boeing's design for modifications to the 787 battery system. This week, the FAA will issue instructions to operators for making changes to the aircraft and will publish in the Federal Register the final directive that will allow the 787 to return to service with the battery system modifications. The directive will take effect upon publication. The FAA will require airlines that operate the 787 to install containment and venting systems for the main and auxiliary system batteries and to replace the batteries and their chargers with modified components. To assure proper installation of the new design, the FAA will closely monitor modifications of the aircraft in the U.S. fleet. Any return to service of the modified 787s will only take place after the FAA accepts the work. Meanwhile, the French news service AFP reports that, according to a report in Japan's Nikkei Business Daily, that country plans to impose stricter safety requirements on the Dreamliner than will be recommended by the FAA. The paper reports that the Japanese Transport Ministry will require such things as remote monitoring of battery data, like voltage, and will also require more frequent battery inspections. Finally, the NTSB will hold a two-day investigative hearing into the January 7th Boeing 787 battery fire on April 23rd and 24th. Representatives of the FAA, Boeing, GS Yuasa, and Thales will testify and answer questions from the NTSB board members and technical staff about the design, testing, certification, and operation of the lithium-ion battery on the Boeing 787 and the battery fire incident. Pinnacle Airlines expects it will have emerged from bankruptcy by May 1st, and when it does, it will be a unit of Delta Airlines. Under the agreement, Pinnacle will phase out its smaller airplanes and nearly double the number of larger planes that it flies for Delta. It will also cut the number of routes it flies for the legacy carrier, retaining only those that are most profitable. In return, Delta will waive fees the regional carrier would normally have to pay to return the smaller airplanes to the larger airline. Dow Jones Newswires reports that Delta will also place $2.25 million in a trust to pay Pinnacle's unsecured creditors and unions. That money will be distributed when the claims are finalized. Pinnacle used the bankruptcy to renegotiate new deals with its unions that led to deep concessions from the labor groups. While it had flown in the livery of several different airlines, it now has Delta as its only client. Pinnacle filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in April of a year ago. It recently announced that it would be moving its headquarters from Memphis, Tennessee to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Chalk one up for California's helicopter noise NIMBYs. That's not in my backyard, if you're not familiar with the term. The California State Senate has passed a resolution offered by State Senator Ted W. Lieu urging President Obama and Congress to adopt the Los Angeles Residential Helicopter Noise Relief Act. Lieu's bill also asked the President and Congress to direct the FAA to solicit the views of neighborhood groups, helicopter operators, and others on helicopter noise and safety issues in Los Angeles County. Previous bills to require restrictions on helicopter operations in Los Angeles have languished in Congress in the face of industry opposition. However, Lieu said in a news release that the FAA appears receptive to such a study. In a recent letter to Senator Boxer of California, the agency said it is, quote, very much aware of the Los Angeles community's concerns with helicopter noise, end quote, and is, again quoting, prepared to commit to work, end quote, with community groups and helicopter operators to explore solutions. Lieu says he wrote the bill, Senate Joint Resolution 7, because in his view, helicopter noise in Los Angeles County interrupts daily life for many residents by interfering with the ability to hear conversations, television, radio, telephone, and disrupting sleep cycles. The measure would not restrict helicopter operations for emergency responders or the military. It now goes to the California Assembly for action. No initial hearing date has yet been set. As the third and final day for the 2013 edition of the Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition drew to a close, the NBAA reports that by every metric, the show was a record breaker. The number of exhibitors in the exhibit hall and pavilion was up 15%. The number of airplanes and helicopters on static display was up 25%. The number of chalets accompanying the aircraft on the static display ramp increased by 44%. And registration at the close of the show was up by more than 30%. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland said, quote, "We are very pleased to see the continued excitement about the future of business aviation in China and across the broader Asian region, as demonstrated by the numbers for this year's event." End quote. NBAA presented the 2013 conference and exhibition in partnership with the Shanghai Airport Authority, the Asian Business Aviation Association, and the Shanghai Exhibition Center. When Aero News continues, Aero Modelers versus Drones, and making the airlines kid-friendly.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Legislation aimed at restricting the use of unmanned aircraft systems to protect privacy and guard against warrantless surveillance could have the unintentional consequence of inhibiting model aviation, mostly due to broadly written definitions that would include model airplanes. Consequently, the Academy of Model Aeronautics and its members have worked diligently to contact state legislators regarding proposed drone legislation and have encouraged them to include in the bills a provision to protect model aviation. Idaho, Missouri, and New York have responded favorably and have amended their legislation to protect model aviation. Meanwhile, the Alaska State Legislature has offered the AMA a seat on its 7-member UAS task force. The task force is composed of a state senator, a state legislator, national and international experts in UAS, and representatives of the general aviation community, the University of Alaska Unmanned Aircraft Systems Program, and the Academy of Model Aeronautics. The task force will address industry concerns and draft legislation and rulemaking that will define best policies for UAS that will allow for continued protection of Alaskan residents, protection of personal privacy rights, and future requirements for safe UAS operations. The Academy of Model Aeronautics, founded in 1936, continues to be devoted to safety in the national airspace. It serves as the nation's collective voice for approximately 156,000 modelers in 2,400 clubs in every U.S. state and Puerto Rico. Headquartered in Muncie, Indiana, AMA is open to those who fly model aircraft for recreation and education. With spring in full bloom, many families are starting to plan for their big summer vacation. For air carriers, this means more child passengers during the summer months. However, a new survey from Fly.com has revealed that 72% of moms believe airlines do not always adequately cater to families traveling with children. Recent policy changes by some airlines have not been perceived by moms as family-friendly. According to the survey, 51% believe it is unacceptable for airlines to ban parents with elite status or tickets from bringing young children into first-class airport lounges. 30% did not like airline decisions to prevent children from sitting in certain seat rows, and an overwhelming 69% were unhappy about the elimination of pre-boarding for families traveling with their little ones. The survey also showed a clear consensus that flying with children is stressful. You're kidding. 68% of moms rate their level of stress as moderate to extreme. The leading cause of anxiety, fear that their child will disturb other passengers. So with Mother's Day just around the corner, what's the best gift that airlines and airports can give their mommy passengers? Well, according to the survey, respondents said it is more child-friendly amenities. The top four requests were to have child play areas at airports, dedicated family security lanes, complimentary in-flight activity packs, and appropriate in-flight entertainment programming. But for those of us with low child-in-flight tolerances, the really scary statistic is 64% of moms will likely be flying with their children in 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. We're now cleared for departure.